Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I
Showed up in that Canada, Mario from all the way from right. Canada, got a lot of good information about what's going on in Canada and how he's moving closer to the end of the year, informing people about this great technology that we have been putting forward. Hello, Brother Mario. How you doing tonight?
Very good. Yourself, Nathan?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So, what's going on in Canada?
Really hot summer, but after this time, we've been having heat waves after heat waves, you know.
Wow.
But we're getting used to it. You know, we just think we're Californians right now. We just have a Californian mindset right now because of heat waves.
I know it. You've been hitting 100 too. I tell you, hitting hot. Yeah.
You know. Hot. As a matter of fact, someone called me last week because he's heard of our technology, and this guy was gonna spend a few thousand dollars just to transfer the smart meter from the home to a post in the yard, eh? And could you imagine? It would have cost them a few thousand dollars. And I said to him that if you harmonize your installation, this is something you won't need anymore because they ain't gonna bother you for that matter, you know. Because I've been testing this over and over and over at people's place where there is a smart meter, and after we harmonize the home with the Soli technology, people around smart meter are not getting weakened by this technology.
Okay.
Measuring their electricity, you know. So
yeah.
So people, you know, they're really aware of the problem, and a few of them start to realize that the solution is not as complicated as they thought it would be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you know about Dr. Lally's technology, you know.
Right.
Especially since she came out with the Soli discovery, you know, using the solar vibrations to let this harmonize your home, right? So I keep informing people, educating people, and slowly but surely, there is just like a moth, you know, it will turn around and around the light until he actually fixes itself on it, and it'd be cooked, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like we're just shining the light, eh?
That's it.
And people are coming our way slowly because, you know, they're people before they do any move in our direction, they have to realize that what they are in, it is a problem. You know.
Yeah.
Especially with the 5G coming about, you know, it's supposed to be exponentially worse as for the condition it creates around people, you know.
Oh, yeah?
5G, meaning by 5G, meaning 5 billion hertz, you know.
Whoa. Coming into your house?
No, that means the whole system is actually being upgraded to 5G, they call this.
Uh-huh.
5G, let's say we started off at 2, 3G, and now we're up to 5G, you know.
Wow.
Dr. Lally knows a lot about this, you know. She's been sending out some messages around the invasion of this new technology so that people are getting faster and faster service, you know. This is what this is all about. 5G, you know, like 5G.
Wow.
Gigahertz. 5 billion gigahertz.
Wow. Wow. That ain't good.
You know, there's not actually one day where I haven't got the chance to talk about this. We're just like creatures, you know. Nano frequency creatures, you know.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're teaching.
Yeah.
In order for people to understand the need for them to do a change in their life, they have to realize what the problem is, eh?
Yeah.
You know, it is a subtle problem, and the solution is a subtle solution. But it's hard for people if they don't have significant gauges to measure that, eh? Right now, all we have is to measure their strength, with the Bedore test, you know, to measure their neurological strength, right? And even muscular strength. Dr. Lally, she's talked to you a few times about the MyoVision equipment. Do you recall?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that was created, invented by a firm of engineers in California for the NASA people, you know, to measure the millivolts in muscular and also neurological, right?
Yeah.
So So she used that equipment once here in Canada, in Montreal, and lo and behold, and I was there among 25 other people, it really, really does show the difference when you put you measure the millivolt on one individual, and you see it going all non-symmetrical, you know, asymmetrical. And as soon as you put a biobalancer on that person, it goes totally symmetrical, you know, the flow of energy in the column, you know.
Okay.
So, to me, from that time on, you know, this is the proof that the Thomas of this world needs to see, you know, like a machine showing it. But if I do show it with the Bedore test, a lot of people say, well, I don't know. But it does work. I've tested over 2,000 people in the past years, and it plays between 15 to 60% differential in the strength of somebody when you measure them with a cell phone or not, or with a protection or not, right? So it's really amazing. I know that information, and this is what I'm about to. I'm showing these people. I'm always amazed how it works on everybody, even the Soli equipment, eh? When it's on and when it's not on, eh? It's amazing. You try to understand how can that be possible, right?
Yeah.
But it does. You know, like what really counts is the results, right?
That's it.
When the results are there before and after, what else do you want as proof, right? In a way.
Oh, there she go. She popped in.
You see that?
Huh?
Good evening, family. I tell you, it's a quest to get. I'll try to get a signal and get on this show tonight. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Rhoda.
Good evening, Dr. Lolly.
Good evening, Mario. Good evening, Pastor Hill. Man of God, what a joy it is. It was such a press to get to the airwaves tonight, but I made it. I want to thank every. Thank you for being here. Thank you, gentlemen, for dialoguing about all that is happening. I tell you, it's some exciting things that is happening and going on in the world today.
Definitely.
And it is so. I am so ecstatic about what's happening in our Ohio campaign. These doctors get it. And the community is coming together, and we're getting ready to get a campaign truck, and that's what we're celebrating. And that's why I am delayed tonight. We were out selecting a vehicle to be wrapped with our national campaign. It was just exciting to see all of the enthusiasm around Healthy Smart Homes in the Midwest. People get it now. The doctors get it now. With of the electrosensitive international classification of disease, electrosensitivity is now classified, and it is now a diagnosis that doctors can use to begin to manage people with electrohypersensitivity. And I have been between Dayton, Cleveland, and Cincinnati and learning about how if you have Morgellons disease, Morgellons parasites, you have Morgellons parasite, you can make that condition worse by being in a house that has a high electrostatic charge. It has really been something for us to see, learn from these doctors that are managing all these parasites that are coming from people living in high radioactive environments. I had no idea that in some of the Midwest communities, everybody has Lyme disease, but the Lyme disease is like almost like dormant until they come into these highly charged electrostatic areas, and then this disease just exacerbates. The more static you have, the higher, the worse disease gets. And so I have had lessons. I've learned so much from these doctors. And I would like to welcome my co-host to the show tonight. I have my granddaughter, Talia, who is studying to be a paleontologist. And she's hoping she's going to be able to be a paleontologist one day. Talia, do you want to tell the listening audience what a paleontologist is?
Yes, I would. A paleontologist is somebody that studies animals that are still living that are going to be extinct, or animals that are dead, like dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were extinct long before anybody was alive. So that's why I want to study animals, because I don't know how they died.
And so, this is my oldest granddaughter, Kalea, who the Nanos was developed for when she was a little baby. She had asthma, and we had to develop the Nanos to block the electrostatic electrical devices because we didn't know how to make any of the Q series. And so we made all of these for her, and she thought it was an Easter egg hunt. She would go, as soon as we put these Nanos on the electronic, she would go around and pull them off. And that's really how we got the Q series made, because we couldn't keep putting them on the electrical devices, and she would pull them off. And so she's the reason why we actually have a series for babies called Bums and Buttons. It was a bio balancer made for babies that never got to market because she grew up so fast that she was my test baby. And so I got to go back in the lab and find the buns and buttons because I believe there's going to be a market for people bio balancing babies from, and this little system fit on the diaper. And so, yes. So tonight, I'm just so excited and I'm just so ecstatic about this community coming together. People they're starting to understand what is going on around them, and they're starting to connect the dots and see that electromagnetic static has a lot to do with the illnesses that people are manifesting. For those of you that just tuned in tonight, this is Dr. Rhoda Alali. I'm a scholar and resident at Columbia University in New York City. And when you get down here in these cornfields, you got to run out to the major highways before you can get a signal to communicate in. And so when I tell you I'm down in the sticks, I'm telling you I'm down in places where people still have dirt floors. And so the challenge has been with the Healthy Smart Home campaign.
Well, I think we lost. Hello? Not Dave. I see her there, but oh, there she go. Where is she going? She just got dropped. I guess she's way out in the sticks, she's saying. It's hard to get a signal. I can understand that because I called her 2 times from the studio. Let me see if I can pick her up to the studio, and she probably won't get dropped if she'll answer her phone.
John Alali, environmental nurse, health physicist. At the sound of the tone, you know what to do. Please speak clearly.
Okay.
This is Dr. Alali back on live. Like I said, in the sticks, and I'm just so grateful that everybody is listening in tonight. Because when I tell you we go from the mountaintop to the valley, we go from the mountaintop to the valley and some of the backwoods where people are still living in substandard conditions to try to get the message out and bring the word forth. The word tonight is this campaign is on a roll. The world is now respecting and now addressing the fact that electricity is making people sick, and everybody is coming together. Communities are coming together. Medical doctors want to hear more. We have been presenting and meeting with so many medical doctors who want to hear more and learn more about this electromagnetic storm and this electromagnetic sickness that people is having. So I thank everybody who waited for me to try to run out here to the highway to get a signal and share in me being able to visit with my
that don't sound good. I think she got dropped again. Yep, she got dropped again. I think we're going to have to start over again next week because I call her. Okay, back.
I'm back, you know, but this is probably going to continue because
yeah, we can do this show next week. Oh, she got dropped again. Let's just, we can.
We're going to be riding in style with a General Motors Yukon XL white. And we thank God for the company that's getting ready to put a marketing shrink wrap on it, so that people will be able to see. We'll be riding from coast to coast, teaching and educating people about the Healthy Smart Homes campaign. We are on the launch. We're going to be meeting with a group of millionaires here shortly in the next few days to get them on board with this as well. This campaign has taken a turn.
Wow.
We have people understand what we're saying. People are just so tired, sick and tired of all the people that are dying unnecessarily because nobody is addressing the environmental factors of illness. And so this Morgellons disease that is plaguing our soldiers and plaguing the communities in the Midwest, these Morgellons parasites, look it up. Look up Morgellons parasites and electromagnetic. You will see that electromagnetic frequencies can make parasites and all kinds of viruses and bacteria multiply at the speed of sound.
Wow.
And so I'm going to say it back because as soon as I go around this corner, my signal is going to drop again. I thank everybody for tuning in. Is there any testimonies on live before I go?
No, we can do this next week.
Okay, wonderful, Pastor Hill. I appreciate it. Next week I shouldn't be down in the cornfield.
Okay.
But, you know, the farmers love this technology, what it's doing for their water, their crops. Is just amazing. It's amazing.
All right.
So, Pastor Hill, I told them all about you today, and they are excited to learn more about how this water system is going to increase the efficacy of them growing crops, the sizes, and they're hoping the flavor. So let me say goodbye to everyone, and I look forward to talking to everyone next week. Have a blessed week, and I will see you all next Tuesday live, hopefully with some great, more great news. So thank you, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you next week. And that's the end for this week. We'll be back next week. And we can, I can't even pronounce that. So we'll be back next week to get more about the line and what electricity is really doing to our body. I'll say to you, good night. See you next week.